I'm BC Varadnam.
And you're picking up shoes on Westminster Bridge, why?
That's because we were demonstrating for we were demanding a permanent ceasefire in Sri Lanka. Over 350,000 people are trapped, and the Sri Lankan government is trying to annihilate all of us, all the Tamils in there. It's like a Rwanda. It's a genocide that's going on there. And Simon Hughes this morning came and said, they congratulated the students. Students are the one who are actually behind this. And he congratulated for organizing this. And he acknowledged the fact this is illegal, but it is necessary process to make the world heard and to stop the genocide process. Simon Hughes, MP.
Why didn't you get permission before demonstrating?
Because we have a permission to demonstrate on 11th, but this happened all of a sudden. Even after coming here, we've got the news, 1,500 people have been massacred there using their chemical gas. So, you know, genocide doesn't happen just like that. It was not informed to us, and we couldn't get permission to stop genocide. Rwanda, the international community, stayed quiet when the Rwanda genocide was going on. We wanted to give a chance to the international community at least to stop the genocide of Tamils. And history has repeated in many places. We don't want our Tamil people to be one of them.
Are you planning more demonstrations?
There are demonstrations throughout Europe, worldwide, this is happening. And because it is a historical need now for the diaspora to protect the Tamils out there. So these are organized ones. We got the permissions. People are walking from Dover to London. They started today, and there's going to be peaceful fasting in Parliament Square, which is going to be, well, that's Thursday, Friday. And we have a mass demonstration Saturday. But because genocide, they are trying to kill all the Tamils by 14th of April. So, you know, we can't wait till 18th. Every hour, there is at least 150 Tamils killed. And this is escalating. It's going from 1 hour to minutes. You know, as Tamils, we can't do anything but to bring an attention like this. And this has been encouraged, it's a wrong way to say encouraged, this has been acknowledged by all the human rights people, because all these days we did a peaceful demonstration, nobody heard us.
Were you happy with the way the police...
Not really, because Simon Hughes came and told us that we could stay here as long as we can, that is this morning. And the inspector marshal, Steve Marshall, who is in charge of the operation, I was introduced to him as a coordinator. When this happened, I spoke to him. I said, I'll go and get Simon. Can you wait? He just carried on. And I have heard, I haven't spoken to my students yet. I'm a teacher. I haven't spoken to my students yet. And there are head injuries, leg injuries, major injuries, minor injuries. Already, you know, they are the people who have been kicked by army. You have heard of self-immolation, and if any of those students go to that level, because they are in that state of mind, British police will be responsible for that.
Well, I'll let you get back to them. Thank you very much.
Thank you.